This is an Aero News Touch and Go for February 25th, 2009. I'm Paul Plack. It looks like the end of the road for both Eclipse Aviation and for Eclipse Jet, the new company formed by eTurk to take over the assets of the bankrupt Lightjet Pioneer. ANN received reports late yesterday afternoon that an ad hoc committee of three Eclipse creditors decided to ask the court to expedite a conversion of the company's debtor-in-possession funding scheme to a straight-up Chapter 7 liquidation. A little after 8 Eastern time last night, we obtained a copy of a memo to affected employees. It announced the recent furloughs are now permanent, company benefits end on Saturday, there will be no vacation pay, and advised workers to take up any concerns with the bankruptcy court. ANN will keep you posted. Lots of comparisons have been made lately between the current state of the airline business and the dark days following the 9/11 attacks. Here's one more. According to Ascent Worldwide, a full 11% of the world's airliners are parked right now. The company says 1,167 were sent to sit in boneyards last year alone. The company says further decommissionings this year could raise total mothballings to about 3,000, equaling the 13% of the world fleet idled after 9/11. Chris Seymour, head of market analysis at Ascend, says the only beneficiaries are storage facilities in the American Southwest. Quote, storage facilities are already filled with a surplus of older technology 727s, 737s, and MD-80s, many of which will never fly again. However, some younger aircraft will eventually be returned to service once the industry recovers, unquote. He says as airlines take delivery of more new planes during 2009, they'll have to park even more of the old ones to avoid excess capacity. The latest big name to come out against the TSA's large aircraft security program isn't one of the alphabet groups. Believe it or not, it's Rush Limbaugh. The conservative radio commentator blasted LASP on his national radio show yesterday, noting that Tiger Woods, who has an endorsement deal with NetJets, will have to stop traveling with them to his appearances at PGA tournaments because neither the G4 nor the G550 have a baggage compartment that's both big enough for a set of clubs and inaccessible from the passenger compartment. In a transcript from yesterday's show, quote, there is obviously no sympathy for this. Nobody's got any sympathy for anybody that flies around on a business jet these days. But it's just one more example of the encroaching loss of freedom and government control over everything, unquote. Worth noting, Limbaugh himself has been known to fly around on a Gulfstream, so the issue is also personal. But he ended the discussion on his show, noting that listeners who've called their senators are brushed off on the premise that, quote, sorry, this is national security, unquote. Responding to his producer, who apparently was trying to convince him that opposing such attacks on liberty was his job, Limbaugh replied, quote, what is my job, Snerdly? My job is to attract the largest audience I can, hold it for as long as I can to charge confiscatory advertising rates, and I'm telling you, in order to do that, you have to have empathy. And I have it, and I understand that people do not want to hear about a bunch of rich guys not being able to take their golf clubs on a jet, unquote. It's hard to tell from a written transcript whether Rush was tongue-in-cheek or not. He often is. It might be more obvious if we could play you the audio, but he wants $67 for that privilege. So I'll include an FMI link in the data block accompanying this Aerocast. You can read the transcript for yourself. It also includes an interaction between Rush and a caller named Scott, who claimed to work for the FAA. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There, you'll hear highlights of yesterday's congressional testimony by the crew of Cactus 1549. Also, check out the ANN special feature. Today, Bob Poole of the Reason Foundation discusses TSA screening in general and airport privatization in California. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.